Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen. She's coming up right after this.
You've just taken her out on the perfect date. Chick flick, romantic dinner, stroll through the park back to your place for dessert. Everything is going as planned. And just as you make your move, you hear this.
Oh, listen, I should probably go. Right now's just not a good time for this.
What's the matter? I've got candles lit. I've got smooth music. You like the wine? What's wrong? Is it me?
No. I like you. It's just that, well, Aunt Flo is visiting, if you know what I mean. It's my time of the month, and I don't really feel very sexy. I should just go. I'll call you later this week.
But
thanks for dinner. I had a nice time.
But I...
And just like that, you're out a few $100s, you're all alone, and you're frustrated. This happens to thousands of men month after month in this country. On average, 4 or 5 out of every 28 dates ends in frustration due to a woman's biological cycle. Menstruation is a beautiful, natural, essential, and amazing part of human life. But it's a total drag when you've dumped a big chunk of change on a gal and go home empty-handed. Due to several state and federal laws, we can't help you with the sexual frustration, but we can help you with the financial loss. We're Mass Menstrual of Omaha Insurance. At Mass Menstrual, we know how hard you work for your money and how hard it can be when a woman says no. It hurts your ego, but don't let it hurt your wallet. With our date insurance policy, a small monthly premium will get you peace of mind for times when you can't get a piece of ass. Just listen to this actual recording of a reenactment of a Mass Menstrual claim adjuster meeting with a customer.
Joe, hey, I got here as quick as I could. Are you okay?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Thanks for coming here to the restaurant to meet me, Mike. I just couldn't go home.
You too upset?
No, it's not that. It's just that I've got a... I can't stand up.
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, okay, just calm down and think about baseball. Now, don't worry. I checked your policy, and you're covered. You'll get a check in the next few days for the cost of dinner, drinks, entertainment, and condoms.
Oh, good. That's a relief. So you got my premium payment for this period?
Not period, Joe. Term. We call it term.
Oh, yeah. Term. Sorry. Also, will Mass Menstrual reimburse me for the limo rental? Because she insisted we rent a limo.
No, Joe, that's not due to hormones. It's because she's a bitch. That's a pre-existing condition, so it's not covered.
Damn. All right. Do you mind giving me a lift home, Mike?
Home? Don't you want me to drop you by the whorehouse? You've got full coverage, Joe. We'll reimburse you $100 a day for a rental.
Awesome. Thanks, Mass Menstrual.
That other insurance company might be the good hands people, but we aim a little lower at Mass Menstrual of Omaha Insurance. Call your local agent today and find out which policy is right for you. We offer everything from minimal liability insurance for light days to full coverage flood insurance for heavy days. Call Mass Menstrual and find out how much we can save you on date insurance. Don't let Mother Nature cramp your style ever again. Mass Menstrual of Omaha Insurance, a division of American Wife and Casualty Insurance. We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Jeff Oske sitting in for Chick McGee, who's getting a gallbladder removed. One of his gallbladders removed this afternoon.
Yeah. The one in his arm or the one in his leg?
I think it's the one in his leg.
Okay, yeah, right behind the gallbladder majora.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Doesn't it grow back like a starfish when he loses his leg?
I think they can cauterize it so it won't.
Okay.
Ace Cosby sitting at the board. Willie Griswold sitting bored.
I don't think you guys know what you're talking about medically. My goodness.
Crack open a medical book, will you?
Yeah.
You'll learn about the many gallbladders. Jessica Alsman joins us.
Hi.
And Tom, we have a special guest on the Zoom there.
Oh, there she is. It's the lovely comedian Allie Breen.
Breen. At home in New York.
And you're back home.
Yep, back at home.
Last week you were in a car, I believe.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, don't do that again.
I will try not to.
Yeah, I had higher hopes for that.
you were helping a friend move.
Yes, and paint. Oh, that was a lot.
Don't do that again. That's an awful thing.
You really are a friend.
She's a sweetheart.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm
sorry. All you got was a pizza?
Yep. I was tricked.
Yeah. Okay. You don't look like you could lift a lot.
I can. I'm pretty strong, actually.
She's
super
strong.
Yeah, look at those. Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh.
See that?
She's all muscle. She's got some pistol.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Allie is a very fine stand-up comedian, and she knows her way around the bedroom.
Wow. Is that right, Tom?
Well, I mean, I guess.
I hope you sue the pants off.
That's better. Usually, it's usually I know my way around the streets, so I'm going to upgrade it, actually.
Josh, this is one of those words I've never heard, but I've read a lot.
Yeah.
Is it bona fides or bona fides or?
Bona fide.
Right, but there's I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce
What are her bona fides?
I
don't know what. How do you? I've read it a lot. I've never heard anybody say it.
Because no one talks
bonifications.
Like that.
I like that.
No, see, bonification sounds like a like a porno. Or some kind of instructional video.
Josh just sent me his bonification for the day.
I can stop.
Why don't you contact HR?
Now, let's get to some of these letters, see if we can help these people.
Dear Allie, I do really well on dating sites. I'm very attractive, very witty, have a great job and personality.
I hate you.
But I am 5'4" tall. And when I meet women in person, they're mad I didn't tell them in advance. Two things. Isn't that superficial on their part? And the second thing is, I'm afraid they think a short man means that I have a short member. And I want to write on behalf of all short men to say it's not true at all. In fact, I'm built like a tripod. Should I tell them that in advance, too?
No, I hate you.
What?
I don't hate this person at all. I think you could put built like a 5'4", but built like a tripod.
That's too forward for the first phase.
I think it's kind of funny.
It's funny.
Yeah, if you're good at dating apps, make a joke. Put 5'4" in there somewhere. I don't know if you need to mention the tripod, but I think that you can get away with doing a joke about the 5'4" thing.
Yeah. Or
I think it helps to throw in the tripod, though.
Or maybe, or yeah. And maybe even go, I'm 5'4", if that matters to you superficial women.
Yeah, there you go.
That's you can kind of throw it in their face a little bit.
That's cute.
That's perfect.
There are a lot of men who have women that are taller than them. A lot of Hollywood stars.
It's kind of a flex, I think, to be like Pharrell, his wife is like an Amazonian, beautiful and tall, and he's a shorter guy.
Zendaya. Mm-hmm.
And, wow. Yeah, but I don't think you need to, I wouldn't throw out the huge schlong aspect of your...
What about I'm 5'4" with an erection, I'm 6 foot?
Hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That works. Okay. Yeah, this is the one time for whatever reason, doesn't want a penis joke in there.
Yeah. Well, no, I think you gotta wait. You want to wait till you're at dinner with this gal on your first date, and then...
At dinner is when you bring out the boner joke.
And then when they bring out the sausage, you go, that's like mine, only smaller.
No, you bring out your bonifications.
That is not something you want to surprise a woman with. Want to tell them that you're 5'4".
Own it. Yeah. That way you're not wasting your own time by meeting women who aren't.
Exactly.
He could change his screen name to Peter Dragon, and then...
I know. You could get one of those things like they see the pictures of all the prisoners where they've got the chart behind him of height.
Like a mugshot?
Yeah, so for his photograph, there's a picture of him. holding up one of those little signs.
Yeah, sure.
Like you're in prison.
Let her know you're a felon. As opposed to just 5'4".
He could be holding up a sign, you know, hung like a donkey, so she'd know it was a joke.
It's like, what if women had to post a picture of the scale and be like, this is how much I weigh, so you know it's just like not flattering headshots.
I think that
flattering
should be not a bad idea.
That's
a great idea. I'm totally kidding.
And then do each boob on a scale, too. Yeah. That'd be cool for me.
Oh.
Okay, well, I think we've done our work here. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Allie Breen is our guest. If you want to get a hold of Allie, you can email her or whatever. It's A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N on all social media. That's the way to go. Okay, Allie, what do we got?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend likes doing stuff in public and he wants me to flash him sometimes and he does the same to me.
Oh.
Or at a restaurant, he'll want me to take my panties off under the table while he drops something and takes a look.
I see.
So the other day I got out of the car to run an errand and when I got back, he was exposing himself and I realized others had seen it too and it turned him on.
Oh.
I don't want to escalate this any further now. What should I do?
Yeah, this is he's going to get arrested.
I'll tell you that he needs this. This is his thing. It's going to escalate. So if you're not into it, you need to bail.
And you're going to need bail money when when the 7-Eleven you go to is next to an elementary school.
This is his thing. He needs it.
Yeah, if he comes home with a new trench coat, run. Just get out of there because he's getting accessories. Yeah.
Now, the dropping the, deliberately dropping his fork or whatever after you've passed him your panties.
He wants to get a look, yeah.
See? Yeah.
He wants to see that she has indeed taken them off, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know if
that's super private. I would think you can't really see into a booth at a restaurant, can you?
I wouldn't go with super private.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The people are going to go. Have you noticed the guys at table 7 with the miner's helmet on?
Well, he's just taking a peek. He's not underneath there doing work.
Would you like a super private?
He's not hanging out there for the rest of dinner.
How about like, the customer seeing her take them off? She's like wiggling.
No, you can be careful, right? Right? Yeah, Christy, tell us about how you do that.
Well, he could do it with his foot.
No, the move is.
Like a prehensile. Just... He'd kind of reach up there with his foot and kind of snag the panties with it between the toes.
Here ordered the steam clam?
Yeah. That's all
Just don't wear panties.
This would be a great scene in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, then you know what you do? Then he gets a little bit mixed up, has a couple too many drinks, and he inadvertently uses her panties as a napkin.
That's funny.
And the waiter comes up.
Big.
I don't know, excuse me. Puts them on as a jaunty beret, as they say.
Jaunty.
All right. Well, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work.
Be careful.
He needs
this is
going
to escalate to a bad place.
You're right.
And you need not one.
See, the thing is, if this guy gets caught doing something like this, he's going to end up on one of those, sex offender lists, and all of a sudden you got to go to all your neighbors.
That's right.
Right.
They don't think it's funny. They take it very seriously. So,
Or they could just move to New York and hang out on the subway. You see that all the time here.
Sure.
Commonplace.
I'm your new neighbor, Steve. I need to tell you that I have been, I am on a list. There's nothing perverted. I just took my penis out at Olive Garden.
I thought we were family over there.
Yeah. Apparently they treat you like a criminal. Is what they do.
How is this for a breadstick?
Okay, let's move on. Thank you, Allie. What else you got?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend has a jacuzzi and he always wants to have sexy time in it.
Yeah, he does.
Problem is, we can't. It's always super awkward and it doesn't really work because his equipment turns into a wet noodle.
Oh, jeez.
But he keeps trying all the same as if it's sexy or something. Should I just finally be like, dude, you are not up to this. Just stop.
Or let
him continue to try.
Don't use your unit. Use anything else but that. Because also, you don't want to do it in a jacuzzi. That's like asking for a UTI or
I honestly thought it was like super, like it's like a guaranteed UTI.
Yeah, and it's dry and it's just
it's not good.
Right.
And the people in the upstairs condos are going to be grossed out.
People
forget
in and out of the water.
Water creates friction. It doesn't ease it.
Oof. Yeah.
The other people at the gym don't like it.
Speak from experience, do you, Pat?
I tried it one time. Yeah. Get the skimmer. another load. Load floated in.
Okay. Tell them. Yeah, it's not working, pal.
Like, it hurts me and you can't do it.
Yeah.
I would leave.
Also, after a few failed attempts, why would he even keep trying? I don't understand that.
They think it's sexy and fun and,
If I could, though, I would say maybe I wouldn't focus on the wet noodle and his inability because that could lead to him feeling self-conscious. I'd maybe, I like it in the bedroom. I like it when you do it here.
Right.
Maybe go about it that way.
Like it's foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
Really wet foreplay.
How about giving him a snorkel and a mask and saying, here.
Go do it.
Yeah. When you're done, we'll talk. Let's get on to our next letter. This is us, Sexy Time, with Allie Breen. What do we got?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend of 3 years and I were on a break last fall. Right away, a guy popped up out of nowhere, texting and Snapchatting her all the time. She told me it was nothing, and we got back together after the break, and things were great. It's now been a few months, and on Friday night at 1:30 a.m., this guy called her. She didn't answer because she was asleep, and then he called again 10 minutes later. So I woke her up to ask why he's calling. She said she didn't know, so I waited for him to call again, and I said, we're going to answer this together on speaker. Break she obliged. She obliged, but as soon as he heard my voice, he hung up.
Of course.
And he wouldn't answer when I called back either. How should I feel about this situation? I trust my girlfriend, but why would he think it's okay to call her late unless they were hooking up, right?
No, they're not hooking up. You don't trust your girlfriend.
You don't.
Yeah.
And you should. She can't help it that some guy has been firing on her and called.
Yeah, this going on a break thing, is this a Friends? Is that where this was?
Well, that was a big subplot on that show.
The break, yeah.
It was happening before then, going on breaks.
See, he made a mistake by answering on speaker with her. If he didn't speak up, he would have figured out what was going on.
Yep.
He was trying to catch her in something. You don't trust her at all.
That dude is a psycho.
Like, which one? This guy?
The guy who wrote in.
Yeah. Well, he just wanted to...
Here, you answer while I sit next to you.
She should have been like, F you.
Yeah.
You clearly don't trust me.
Yeah, exactly. That's so stupid.
You should have took her phone and went in the other room and just read all the text messages.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I think that you should trust her because it's not her fault. You're like punishing her because someone's calling.
She's not calling him.
Next time, you don't wake the girl up. You just use her face while she's asleep to unlock his phone, and then you go be a totally regular person in the other room. That's nuts.
No, you do a sexting thing. Just take a picture of a full toilet.
Hey, send me a picture. I'll send you one. Yeah, yeah.
There's Tom.
Yes, that's your idea of sex.
I just love that.
And then be like, what? You're not into this?
Oh, my goodness.
That'll send a message.
Yeah, sure.
What if he's into it, though? Yeah.
Then you got
if he's into it, then you've got real problems.
Yeah. He sends back a fuller toilet.
Sorry.
It escalates.
We're really helping. We're doing good work today.
Yeah, boy, aren't we?
Allie Breen, the Lord's work. What else have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I just went exclusive with a guy I met online last year, and he still has pictures of him with his ex on social media. I erased all of my ex-boyfriend pics that were clearly romantic and assumed he'd do the same. I know I can ask him to take them down, but I really want him to want to do that on his own. It's disrespectful to keep them up, don't you think?
No,
ask him.
People don't care.
This is what it means, all right?
Yeah.
It's not top of mind to him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's with you.
Yes.
Get over it.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
I don't have time to go through my old social media and delete all the pictures of my life in there. Come on.
Yeah. Besides, you can't expect someone to erase the past.
Right.
It's fine for that to be in there.
Especially the naked ones. That's how she's getting all the money.
Yeah.
Here, this will make it feel better. Regardless of whether or not her picture is up on his Instagram, he still thinks about her every now and again sexually. So live with that.
Oh, jeez. Josh.
Thank you, Jeff.
Josh is thinking about
the you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have time for one more, Allie. What do you got?
Dear Allie, my wife hates giving oral, so occasionally I will pay someone to do that. I feel guilty, but ultimately I'm doing this for her to respect her wishes. Am I right or wrong? If she was into this, I wouldn't stray.
It's for you, baby. It's all for you.
Well, you know what? I'm torn on this.
A way to spin it.
This isn't anything bad.
This guy is gaslighting himself.
Yeah.
I love this.
Every girlfriend I've ever had didn't like changing my oil, so I paid for somebody else to do it.
There you go.
This is the same thing. The term. I don't know.
You should feel guilty.
It's his wife or his girlfriend?
It's his wife.
She hates doing it.
Yeah.
So he pays somebody to do it, and she's none the wiser.
I don't think she's there coaching.
Right.
But she could find out. He could get caught. So I guess he's trying to explain it in case that happens.
It's tricky because from what I've learned from 90s stand-up comedy, legally she owes you one on her birthday. So I don't know. Steve Harvey said.
Nobody wants my answer.
By the way, 80s stand-up comedy, be a lot more than that.
I want your answer because I think we are on the same page a little bit.
Okay, I need to make it clear.
I know what you're
this
doing.
This is not what I would do.
Right.
But I think you're okay. I wouldn't do this, all right?
Would you tell her?
No, I think you're fine. I think it's helping you save your marriage.
Okay, and is this a cash transaction or
yes.
is it? Okay.
I would imagine.
Sounds like it, yeah. It
sounds like a professional cash transaction.
Yeah.
But did you tell your wife that you really needed this, and if you weren't getting it from her, you might seek it elsewhere?
I mean, Alsman's got a real point here.
Really need, because if she hears that, she might be like, all right, I
yeah,
didn't realize.
Right.
I mean,
all right, I'd like you to meet Jeff.
What's Jeff got to do
because
with
what if she
well, not
yeah.
this Jeff.
No, not this Jeff.
Hey, no, talk to yourself.
Wait. No, he wants a guy that was
that
clean shaven.
What if you golden rule this? What if you treat her the way you want to be treated? What if every night for the next week, you are the mayor of Oral Town, and then you see if she wants on the seventh day to return the favor?
Mayor Yodeler?
Well, yeah. Maybe she doesn't like it because he doesn't take care of himself. Maybe if he scrubbed his balls every once in a while, she'd be more downed.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.